But first today, WA criminals will be happy because the new Corrective Services Minister, Fran Logan, says he's going to open the doors and set prisoners free. $600 million it would cost for a new prison is too much. Now, this is despite the Office of Custodial Services, an independent of government, saying late last year that the prison population was too high and we don't meet state or national standards. We need a new jail. This was a little of Fran Logan speaking to Gareth Parker this morning on the morning program here on 6PR.
But we've got an unsustainable prison system, unsustainable prison population, and an unsustainable cost. The cost involved in that growth is estimated to go to over $1 billion by 2020. And that really is just unsustainable to the state, particularly given the horrendous state of the finances that we've inherited. I've asked the department to look at set up a triage unit and to look at particularly finder-faulters who are in prison, to look at the remandee population, which in line with the prison population, and in fact, I think faster than the prison population growth, now stands at 2,000 people. Now, these are people who are waiting to go to trial. They're not, I mean, they're in prison because they've either not been given bail or they haven't met their bail condition.
9221182. I thought we were tough on crime. Does this send the wrong message? The opposition's corrective services spokesman is Peter Katsimbarnas. He also spoke to it this morning.
What we have heard today should make every Western Australian extremely concerned about the safety of our community in the next 4 years. Clearly, the people in jail have been put there by judges and magistrates who have decided that they belong in jail. And as we know in our community, judges are not want to send people to jail. In fact, they try everything to stop them from going to jail. So those people who have been assessed as requiring jail should be there, not just for the deterrent effect, not just to help rehabilitate them, but also, very importantly, to protect the innocent people in our community who are just going about their daily lives.
That was Peter Katsimbarnas speaking to Gareth Parker this morning. Now, Simon Creek is Perth Live's legal expert. He's also the managing director of HHG Legal Group here in Perth. He joins me on the program right now. Simon, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Ollie.
Simon, this idea of the new government to have a review of our prison population and maybe those people on basic misdemeanours, fine defaulters, may be released from jail, does it send the wrong message?
Well, to be honest, when I picked up the paper and saw the front cover, I had to check that it wasn't still April Fool's Day. That's how extreme my reaction is to this idea. For a number of reasons. First off, you know, has anybody considered the victims of crime that are going to potentially face being told that the person currently in jail for an offence that's deeply affected their family is going to be released? Second, you know, the minister talked about fine defaulters. Well, he had to later admit today that that's about 10 people.
Yeah, it's not many
in prison. It's not going to make any difference whatsoever. But the big thing for me is the comments made about prisoners on remand. The system, the comments made as to what this new triage system will put people through, these are all the same factors and tests that a magistrate has already carried out. I'm not taking sides politically here, but I do want to very much underscore how well-trained and experienced a magistrate or a judge is and how much time and effort, I suppose, is put into determining whether somebody should be in prison pending trial or not. There's nothing new that a triage system could add.
And if a judge has decided that a person should be spending some time behind bars, doesn't the system need to back up the decision of those judges and magistrates who have had to make a call one way or the other about the decision, in a judgment, in a trial here, that they've said somebody should go to jail, they need to be backed up, don't they?
Well, that's the prisoner that has gone to trial that you're talking about. They've been found guilty and their sentence involves a jail term. And you're absolutely right. I mean, to release those prisoners as opposed to prisoners who are, they've been charged, they've pleaded not guilty, they are waiting for a trial, And, you know, let's face it, it is a long wait, and that is a different problem. But those prisoners are very different to the ones who have already gone through the process and been found guilty. I would say, if you ask me to prioritise what the government should be doing, those that have gone through the trial process and a judge has found, well, there's no way they should be released just because of overcrowding. That would just be absolutely absurd. I don't even think there'd be a legal way to do it within existing legislation. In terms of those on remand, again, I say that the biggest reason prisoners are kept in prison pending a trial is that they are deemed to be a danger to society in the meantime. There's a risk of reoffending. You know, you don't not get bail without good reason.
Yeah, absolutely. And look, as I said, the Inspector of Custodial Services late last year, who is independent of government, said we needed a new prison. Now, take the politics out of this. You know, the Libs promised they'd put money towards planning for a new prison if they won the election. Labor's and Fran Logan's come out today and said we just simply can't afford it. Now, it's never going to be popular politically to say in somebody's electorate, Simon Creek, oh, congratulations, we're building a brand new prison. That's what everybody wants. But the cold hard reality of it is we need one.
It's absolutely right. I mean, our population growth in this state over the last several years has been substantial. I think we'd all recognise that. And we've also, as a community, in my anecdotal experience, increased our expectation of government in terms of law and order and safety. And I'm not criticising that at all. And we all have to accept that if we want to be really well protected, then we're going to have to spend significant money on prisons and on the police force.
We will. Simon Creek, we will catch you tomorrow for your legal segment here on Perth Live. I really appreciate your time this afternoon.
My pleasure.
Simon Creek there from HHG Legal Group. He'll be back with us at 3:30 tomorrow and answering your legal questions. But what do you think? We're running a poll this afternoon as well on 6PR Perth Live's Twitter page. You can answer the question, do you think letting prisoners out to fix the unsustainable cost of WA prisons is a good idea? Head to our Twitter page right now at Perth Live 6PR or call the talkback number 922 11 882.